Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Before we dive into it, I'm trying to decide if we should talk about this and keep it PG. What we were talking about off the air.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, jeez.
I watched an episode of White Lotus last night, and there was a scene in it with that British actress that we were talking about with the teeth.
With the normal teeth.
With the normal teeth.
Yeah.
There was a very intimate scene with her and Walton Goggins, that Goggins guy. There was nudity involved. And very intimate scenes with various parts of her body, let's say.
Yeah.
And I'm watching this. And first of all, I'm like, nice.
Oh.
And then
I really like her teeth.
I was like, man, she's got great, really great teeth. And then I'm also watching it like, man, to be an actor and have to do that. What's that like?
Best job in the world. What do you mean?
For guys,
do you think?
I'm sure it's what you dream about.
Oh,
all
for the
day
girls.
Long.
They
she
say
didn't
yes.
Look like she was
the
having
girls
a bad
say
time.
Yes to it.
The
Come
thing
on.
Is, so something that I brought up actually was the intimacy coordinators that are on set that I didn't know about until like they started making them part of the story. I didn't realize there was somebody there trying to keep it as not sexy as possible. You know,
I don't
like,
know
this
how
is
that's
work.
Possible with yep, like White
this
Lotus.
This is only work. Remember, this is work. Remember, you have a wife. Remember
break it up.
You
break
have
it
a
up.
Husband. Exactly.
Break just, it up.
As soon as the scene's done, we're done. Right? Like, there's somebody there, like as the referee between it all, almost.
That's and a foul. That's a
you,
foul.
Could you imagine
stop
having
touching.
That job? Like, so yeah, there's probably a lot that goes into those intimate scenes that we see on TV and in movies.
I would think so, but just to be an actor in that situation, having to perform those various actions.
I don't want to.
In front of, you know, you turn around, yeah. There's like 50 people there with the
with
casting
the boom
crew.
Mic and the camera.
Yes, yeah. And having to do that, and then, as a gentleman,
uh-huh.
how that can, you know, have effects on you physically, trying to keep it PG
you
here.
You are trying.
You so know, and how awkward that would be.
Yeah,
you know,
no.
If you're having to act a certain scene, and you're like, well, I'm not acting anymore.
All right, everybody, that's lunch. Give me 5 minutes.
Exactly.
Give me 5 minutes.
Well, and it's funny, because as much as it's like a dream come true for you guys, I don't think I'd want to do it.
I don't think I would want to do it either.
No, I don't
I really
think,
don't.
I don't want that to be my job. Like, I think for one, I'd be so uncomfortable, I would just laugh through the whole thing. Like,
yeah.
I would just start giggling. I would not be able to stop. And yeah,
but it's also like actors that do that. Why do you think so many of them date afterwards? Because they're so intimate
they're
with
so
each other on
yeah. like
camera.
That, yeah,
you're
yeah.
Like, let's, how does that not happen?
Let's take
like,
this yeah. a step further.
You've yeah. already seen them naked. I mean,
right.
how does that not happen?
Right.
So
anyway, I was just thinking last
it
night.
It is interesting.
As I was watching that scene.
Yeah.
Huh. All right.
Huh. Huh. I like her teeth.
She's got great teeth.
She does. She's got great, very normal human teeth.
It's time for a training report. Before we dive into some of that local stuff, there is a story out this morning talking about Betty White and what was her secret to her longevity, because she did live to be 99 years old.
Uh-huh.
And they're saying junk food. Betty White reportedly ate a hot dog every single day, and she loved vodka. And she would eat chocolate cake for breakfast. Here's the quote.
Betty.
Like a real true legend.
I mean.
Which is funny. I just read a story for like every hot dog you eat, it takes like 32 minutes off your life.
Yeah.
Or something
so
like that.
So she was going to be 200 years
she
old.
She was going to be, yeah, like 110, but yeah.
she
croaked out
live
at 99.
Forever.
Huh.
But yeah, hot dogs, chocolate cake for breakfast, and vodka. Jeez. You down? You down?
You know,
I'm
funny.
Down with the chocolate cake.
As much yeah. as, like, obviously what we put into our body has a lot to do with our health, but I just want to point out, Betty White had one of the most positive attitudes I'd ever seen on an actress,
she
on
did.
A person, and I think that that had a lot to do with her longevity.
Do you
I
know
do.
Who else does? I agree with you with that. Dick Van Dyke. So
yes.
I just read a quote about
yes.
him. Dick Van Dyke said, in my 20s, I worked out to look good. In my 40s, I worked out to be healthy for my family. In my 60s, I worked out for longevity. Now he goes, now in my 90s, I work out of spite. He goes, just yeah. to keep doing it.
That's right.
He's like, the world,
and he's great in that Coldplay video, the latest
he's
one.
He's so
yeah.
great.
He's dancing.
He's also, I think he's 99, isn't he?
I think he's going to be 100 very
or
soon.
Or very
yes.
soon to
very
be 100.
Soon.
And it's the same thing. He is the most, every movie he's ever mm-hmm. been in, he is the most positive dude, happy dude.
Chim Chiminy, man.
Yeah.
Dude. And so I think. That actually has a huge, huge, huge
absolutely.
Benefit.
I
health
do.
Benefit.
Absolutely.
For you.
And chocolate cake.
And chocolate and cake and the hot dogs. Let's
I say
let's
that probably
ourselves.
At the end of every dinner, every night. I'm like, damn it, I want some chocolate cake.
Do you?
I want the Costco chocolate cake that they discontinued. It was the best chocolate cake ever made.
You have talked about that?
Don't make it anymore.
You've talked about that for as long as I've been a part of the show.
So good. So
the chocolate,
good.
And I never got to try it. I never got to try it.
So good.
I feel like I'm missing out on a part of my life.
Oh, it was money. It was better than that sex scene on White Lotus last night. I've got one more thing, just because this gets me irritated. The oversaturation of Dolly Parton. Story here says that she grew up in a one-bedroom cabin in Tennessee with her 11 siblings.
Yep.
Now her net worth is $650 million. So they just created an exhibit made in her honor at the Country Music Hall of Fame. It's called Dolly Parton, Journey of a Seeker. It's going to open next month and remain open until September of 26. It'll feature clothing, awards, photographs, instruments, and handwritten lyrics from Dolly herself. So if you are not like me and very cynical about Dolly Parton, maybe you want to go check that out.
And I know that you have your thing about Dolly Parton.
She's
but
everywhere.
You can't deny that she has started from the bottom and came to the top. I mean, if you ever see the movie Coat of Many Colors, which is based on
it's
her
all
life.
About
there's
her.
A song, obviously, as well. But it tells a story about her in that little shack in the...
With 11 siblings.
The hills, Smoky Hills of Tennessee,
now
where she was
one
raised.
Blanket.
I mean,
now she's got a jeans line and
exactly.
a cake line and a makeup
but
line.
She also gives back. Like, she has her
I
book
know.
Club that she
I
gives
know.
Back free books to
Katie.
Kids each and
Katie
every
knows.
Month.
I know,
like,
Katie.
She does
she's
so
everywhere.
Many good
she's
things.
Good
bigger than Betty White.
And she sells cake.
And she's got
sells
cake. I haven't tried her chocolate cake.
You should.
I think it's vanilla. I think it's the vanilla kind. I don't know if she makes
you
chocolate.
Got all of them. She has a
she
whole
has all
line.
Them?
Oh, yeah. She's got the yellow.
Does
she
has
got
the funfetti.
Chocolate, funfetti. She's got the strawberry cake.
Of course she does.
Dolly Parton funfetti.
She sure does.
Hey, y'all.
Let's have some fun.
It actually gives you a southern accent
yeah,
if
you
eat,
eat it. And you're like, oh my God, this is amazing.
Don't forget to get my frosting.
Good Dolly Parton. Oh my God.
Okay.
All right, what's going on locally?
Hey, I love this for 16th Street Mall because we've talked about how they're upgrading, they're renovating, they've got a whole new look, and now they're getting metal aspen canopies. So it looks really neat. It's going to cover about 10,000 square feet down there. So it's Poetics Kinetics Incorporated. It's the company that has been sought out to make this sculpture, but it's kinetic steel and acrylic, and it's an aspen tree sculpture. It's going to be at the intersection of Glenarm and 16th Street Mall right there, but it's going to cost about $1.6 million, but it is literally metal trees, and then it looks like their leaves are flying above you. It is so
well, that's
neat.
Pretty.
I looked at the picture, and I was like, it's $1.6 million,
yeah.
Just part of what they're
expensive.
Doing.
I'm
we
so
talked
glad
about
we get to pay for
those
that.
Big boxes.
Yeah, who is paying for that?
Here's the thing. You don't want to go.
We
I don't even go
trees.
Downtown.
You can't complain about going downtown and then complain when they're doing things to make
but
it
I don't
better.
Go downtown.
But
we never
you
went.
Should. You
they
should.
Need to put these in Littleton.
I was just downtown last night and I loved every minute of it. So I really like that they're trying to make it look better, give us more things to go down there and check out. We talked about those boxes that you go and scream at. And
yeah,
then
Jeremy
they
and I hated
light.
Them.
I know you did. Of course
yeah,
you
what
did.
What are you talking about?
But a lot
of the worst things ever.
A lot of people love them.
Do
and
they?
This is just one more thing. They're going to have music festivals down there in the summer. They're doing a lot of stuff to just revamp the whole downtown area. I'm for it. Come on, Denver. Let's go.
Right.
You know who's mad like you guys? Skrillex fans. Oh, they are mad. They are trying to buy tickets to his May 13th show at Red Rocks, that one that's like 5 hours long, right? They made a really big deal about it. Tickets went on sale last week, and then they sold out in minutes. And then almost immediately, resale tickets were available for thousands of dollars. So fans are like, wait a minute, that's not fair. They're like, I waited online in that queue for like 30 minutes, and then I was kicked off because the site thought I was a bot. Like, so all of these people are going to AXS and saying, listen, we're having issues getting these tickets, and I'm not going to pay $1,000 from scalpers who were able to pick them up because you guys didn't have stuff in place. And Skrillex has come out and said, hey, we really tried to make this not a we tried, and they were able to go around us and get this done. And he's like, listen, next time, I promise, we'll make even more things happen.
And
so
it's
going to
be a 10-hour concert.
There were so many people who were like, I didn't even try and buy tickets because I knew something like this was going to happen. And it just, it's really sad to think that there are actually people out there who are willing to buy, you know, tens of thousands of dollars in tickets and really
it's
kind
easy
of
money.
It is easy money, but
it's
such
it's
a
like
jerk
flipping
thing
a house.
To do. Like,
fix and flip.
There needs to be more laws in place with the tickets.
It happened with the Taylor Swift concert,
right?
Yeah,
everywhere. And it's just not fair for the fans who really want to go to... People who are willing to go to a five-hour Skrillex show, let them have their tickets. Yeah. Like, my gosh.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, okay. So this is good news about the summer travel season because CDOT is going to start offering text alerts for mountain travel this summer. So it's going to be real-time...
It just says, don't go.
...day of updates. No, but they have it broken down into the different parts too. So if you want to learn about Vail Pass, you just have to text Vail Pass to 22,000. If you want Floyd Hill, you text Floyd Hill. And if you want the express lanes, then they tell you what's going on
that
corridor.
Like, who is texting you right now? And you're like, whoa,
it's
babe, it's Vail Pass.
It's
Vail Pass is just texting me. Settle down. Who's Vail?
Who's Vail?
Who's Vail Pass?
Why are
they
making a pass at you anyway? Yeah. Huh? But yeah, so if you want to know what it's going to be like heading up into the mountains this summer before you go, this is a good idea.
That's smart.
I like this
a
lot. And
that's
imagine
really neat.
When winter comes again and ski season starts up again, this is going to help those skiers and those
don't
snowboarders
go.
As well.
Don't go.
So this story I love. I'm not even a gardener. I don't know how to grow plants. I'm really bad at it. But they have glow-in-the-dark petunias now, and I want one.
How'd they do that?
So what they did is they crossed a bioluminescent mushroom and a white petunia. And these flowers, they glow all the time, but our human eyes can only see them in the dark. So when you know, that's why they're glow in the dark to us.
Makes
but
sense.
You can get them this weekend at Tagawa Gardens, only $36 for a plant. I want one so bad. It's
Do
probably
you?
Gonna die in a week, but I want one.
It'll be a heck of a week, though.
I know. I'm just gonna stare at my glow in the dark petunia.
That's kind of neat. Like if you lined the outside of your house with those at night, like, and they would glow.
That's
I kind of like that.
That's kind of what I.
It's kind of eerie looking, though.
It'd be a neat little like nightlight almost.
You know?
Like,
it's really neat.
Nature's
it's easy
nightlight.
For the deers to spot, so they can eat the flowers.
Yeah.
But,
who knows if they make the deer glow in the dark though? I don't think anybody tested
glow in the dark deer turds.
Those look so cool.
Don't they look neat?
I'm looking at the pictures right now.
Yeah,
dude. Those are
it
pretty cool.
Can you touch those? I mean,
yeah.
Is that healthy?
Like, why am I glowing?
I know.
Like,
right?
I feel like that would be
this
like cancer causing
them,
or something.
So yes.
I don't know if I'd want to touch them.
You don't think so?
No, I feel like that would release some sort of
don't let your cats
weird,
or dogs eat them.
Yeah,
I know.
Like weird chemical in
that's the big thing is make sure that they're away from animals. I'm not sure the testing that they've done. I just saw the story and I saw that they're going to have them this weekend again at Tagawa Gardens. But they are called
your cats puking up glow in the dark.
Seriously,
they're glow in the dark hairballs. Light Bios Firefly Petunia is what it's called, in case you want to go and ask, where do I get the glow-in-the-dark
you
petunia?
You can get them for $40
as a grown
at
man,
Home Depot.
Oh, they've got them at Home Depot
as
now.
As a grown man, I don't think I'd walk in and ask for that.
You know, can I get your Firefly Petunias?
Hey, excuse me. What are they called?
Firefly Petunias.
Yeah, the Light Bios Firefly Petunia.
Not going to do that.
You're not going to go and
where's the
ask?
Mulch?
I need a mulch kit right now. Okay. And one more story. This is good, too, about you getting outside. Go play outside because National Parks Week kicks off next week. Not until April 19th, but that day to start things off and celebrate, entrance fees to national parks are being waived. So you can get into the national parks.
Shouldn't be busy at all.
No, this is a perfect time to go.
Can we
this
get a text update for those?
I know, right?
Don't
when
go.
Is the perfect time to go to the national parks? But yeah, I think that's a good way to spend next week.
I do love it, actually, when they do
play.
That. And they have all those little junior ranger programs and all that, and get your family out into the state. So
yeah.
I like that.
I like
it. It is freaking busy when that happens, though.
Yeah. If you get a chance, I know it's like 4.5 hours away, but that Colorado National Monument, that's my it looks like Mars up there. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've ever been, but I lived there. So I used to drive around it all the time. It was like one
Did
of my favorite things
to do. Did you wear a little Martian costume while you're doing
just it? Just to screw with people.
A little tinfoil hat.
A little alien. But no, it really does look like Mars. If you've ever gotten the chance to go, it is fascinating. So go check out the national parks for free.
When's the free week or
it's
day?
It's April 19th.
April 19th.
So again,
all right.
We're about a week away from that day, but just want to give you a heads up.
Yeah,
you
got a couple
to
days
plan.
To plan. Yeah,
we'll
absolutely.
Remind you next week too, but there you go. There's your first heads up.
Boom. There you have it. There's your trending report this morning with Jeremy, Katie, and Jashy Boy.